Zach Taylor with Bombers owner Uri Geva. And Uri, you guys win your fifth straight TCL title. I don't think it ever gets old, right?
I think I was thinking about the Cowboys the whole time because they had different coaching staffs in the 90s and they kept winning. It was the formula, it was the organization, it was the people behind it. And they didn't win five. The Cowboys didn't. I guess they have five Lombardi trophies, but not five in a row, and definitely not comparing to the Cowboys, which is just saying. It made me think of that, made me realize how special it is and how incredible the front office staff has been supporting the coaching as we had this coaching transition, and what a big role Kurt Dixon and his coaching staff in creating this dynasty of Bombers baseball going forward beyond them.
And now you've got a former Bomber coming in and leading a team to a championship, so it's kind of all come full circle, hadn't it?
Yeah, and in 2011, he was here, and we handed that trophy to the Capel Copperheads. We lost two games in that championship series, both games here at Nutrabolt Stadium, and I think he remembered that. It wasn't something he was going to concede at home, and we took care of business last night over in Acadiana and Lafayette and made sure we came back in it again tonight. And what a fashion walk-off. This team, walk-off, walk-off, walk-off. I think the crew said eight walk-offs before tonight, so this was walk-off number nine. That's very different than last season with the dominance and 21 in a row, but just as exciting.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. We were talking about this just a minute ago about how, you know, I've done the first 4 years and now this fifth one, and that's the first walk-off you guys have had for the championship, and how cool that is.
Yeah, I mean, the fans staying all the way to the end and the celebration and everyone just excited about that final run and what a play in the top of the ninth, getting that throwdown at home plate. I mean, just phenomenal team, clutch team all year, and it showed. And it was important to be clutch, I guess, throughout the season because the competition got a little tighter this season. And that's okay. We welcome that, and we look forward to doing this for a sixth year in a row and see what next year brings out.
Well, obviously, I mean, as the owner, you guys, I know Chris Clark, general manager, you guys go through a long process of bringing these guys in. And you start looking at him probably tomorrow. You'll start last week you'll start looking at players for next year. So seeing all that hard work come to fruition, I mean, that's got to be a really great feeling when you see all that come to completion on the field.
Yeah, and what a way to finish it at Nutrabolt Stadium, the new Nutrabolt Stadium with all these great improvements thanks to the City of Bryan and the vision that they saw and what we're bringing into the community. And also Hunter Goodwin's a good guy, but Hunter Walling, even an amazing asset to the Bombers organization, kind of played that director of baseball operations for us and really worked closely with the coaching, worked with the recruiting aspect as well. So Chris Clark, under his tutelage, Hunter's been growing up and doing some amazing thing, and this championship is his and Trey just as much as anyone else's.
Well, Uri, thanks and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.